Good morning. Have you ever experienced the smell of fresh bread as it's baking in the oven? As the smell permeates and the warmth permeates from the kitchen through every room in the house. When I was little, my parents would bring me and my brothers to my grandma and grandpa's house every Sunday after church for Wallace family dinner. And all my aunts and uncles would be there, my cousins, and a staple of Wallace family dinner was homemade bread. My dad had learned the recipe from his grandma and had kept that tradition alive in my childhood. And so that smell of homemade bread wafting through my grandma's house brings me right back there. But my dad's bread wasn't the only bread at Wallace family dinner. The other was a little plastic loaf that says our daily bread on the side. And this bread was kept up on the shelf over the dining room table. And as all of us gathered around to pray, my grandma would ask one of us grandkids to grab this loaf of bread and bring it over to her. And she would pick out one of these colorful pieces of paper that all have Bible verses on them, and then she would read it, and we would pray and eat dinner together. This taught me an important lesson as a kid, that in life, there are two types of bread. Two types of bread. One, like the Wallace bread, would excite our senses and fill our tummies. And the other, God's word, which would excite our spirits and fill our souls. Food for the body and food for the soul, there are two types of bread. The people of God are a strange people. We are a people who both live on this earth and at the same time live as citizens of a kingdom that is here and not quite yet here. We are a part of an eternal kingdom that is both now and not yet. We are a people of two worlds, if you will. And we are keenly aware of this truth that what we can see and feel and touch and smell and taste is not all there is. We, as the people of God, are a people of anticipation. Both thankful for the creation of God that we get to enjoy in the here and now, and also looking ahead to the day that creation will be restored when God's kingdom is finally realized. We are a people of the physical world and the spiritual world, of the now and not yet. We are a people who know that there are two types of bread. But here's the thing. It's easy to talk about the two types of bread when things are going well. It's a lot more difficult to remember this when suffering comes into the picture. When your body is failing, or your heart is breaking, or prayers seem unanswered, when someone you love is hurting and you cannot fix it, in moments like that, the question becomes, what actually sustains us? What feeds us deeply enough that we can endure, or put another way, which bread are we relying on? And that's exactly where the Apostle Paul takes us in 2 Corinthians. The passage I want to read for us this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and then also from chapter 4. Would you please stand for the reading of God's word this morning? Hear the word of the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in our comfort. And from chapter 4, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You can be seated. There are two types of bread. And the Apostle Paul is someone who suffered. Throughout his letters to the New Testament churches that we find in Scripture, he talks a lot about the different kinds of suffering that he endures. He talks about persecution from the Roman government and from religious leaders who believed him to be preaching blasphemy. He talks about the imprisonment that he goes through. And Paul also talks in 2 Corinthians about a thorn in his flesh. He says that he pleads with God three times to take whatever this thorn in his flesh is away, but it remains. And although we don't know exactly what that thorn was, a lot of scholars guess that it was probably a physical ailment that made life difficult for him. But because the Bible doesn't tell us what this thorn in Paul's flesh is, we are able to read our own pain into his story. And I think this passage speaks well to our topic today, and it asks us this important question because it reminds us there are two types of bread, but it asks us, which bread are you relying on? Paul starts with that simple yet profound truth, there are two types of bread, but then he also says, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. You see, in this world, there is what we can see and feel and touch, and there is a whole other reality, isn't there? There is what is temporary and there is what is eternal. There are light and momentary troubles and there is eternal glory. There is the outward part that is wasting away and the inward part that can be renewed by God day by day. And Paul looks at his suffering in the face. He looks at the thing that is tormenting him, the thing that is troubling him in his momentary life. And he mounts a holy protest. He says to that thing, you are not all there is in this life. I may be outwardly wasting away, but inwardly God is renewing me. I am being transformed, I am being made new day by day, because this kind of bread is temporary. This bread has a shelf life. It will get moldy and stale and it will waste away. But this kind of bread, this is eternal. This has no shelf life. This is the kind of bread that has no expiration date and has the power to bring renewal and transformation. There are two types of bread. Which one are we relying on? Many passages in the Bible point out this difference between the spiritual life and the physical life. But this idea is perhaps best exemplified in the story of Jesus on the cross. Outwardly, we see Jesus and his physical body is wasting away. But that's not the whole story of the cross, is it? Outwardly, we see the end of life, pain and sorrow and brokenness. Outwardly, we see defeat. But Jesus is fighting a battle on that cross that you cannot see with your eyes. On that cross, Jesus is defeating the powers of sin and death. Jesus is setting us free. Although outwardly he is wasting away, inwardly, really, Jesus is being renewed each day from the crucifixion on Friday to the silence of Saturday to the resurrection on Sunday. Jesus knows how it feels to be outwardly wasting away. And he shows us what it looks like also to be renewed each day. This is a fundamental truth of the Christian life, that there is more to this life than we can see, that there are two types of bread. And each day that I struggle through hardship, I am reminded that this life is wasting away, but Jesus reminds us that in the midst of that, God makes us new. For our light and momentary troubles are nothing compared to the eternal glory that awaits us. There are two types of bread. This isn't the whole story. This doesn't get the final say. But this spiritual food doesn't fade away. And the good news doesn't stop there. I think Paul gives us two more points in this passage from 2 Corinthians that helps us in remembering God's truth of temporary life and eternal life. In 2 Corinthians 1, just after the passage we read, he continues, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Paul was experiencing something with his fellow co-workers in ministry that was beyond their ability to endure. Paul was going through something that brought him to the end of himself. Have you ever been there? At the end of yourself? Beyond your ability to endure, as you are facing suffering so emotional or painful that you're not sure you can make it through. Paul was there. And do you know what he did when he got there? "This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." So Paul says part of remembering this truth that there are two types of bread, the physical life, the spiritual life, the physical food, the spiritual food. Part of that is coming to the end of your rope and coming to the part where you can no longer do it on your own. You can no longer rely on this kind of bread. You have to look to God because you're at the end of that. To be a person who has found the truth of the power of continually coming before God, of continually seeking God's presence, of reading scriptures, of praying and experiencing the means of grace, is so that you can live at the feet of Jesus and you can rely on him to help you endure. Paul is saying, how do you endure through hardship? First, recognize that there are two types of bread. And lean on this one. Because this is the one that will endure and will help you when you are at the end of yourself. You know, the longest recorded conversation that Jesus has with anyone in the Gospels is the conversation that he has in John chapter 5 with the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus breaks through barriers of culture and gender and custom to speak to this Samaritan woman alone. And she comes to the well in the middle of the day, you know the story. She comes to draw water, and Jesus is there, and he asks her for a drink. And this astounds her. This isn't done, a Jewish man asking a Samaritan woman for a drink of water, and she points this out to him. And Jesus tells her, if you only knew the gift of God and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would instead ask him and he would give you living water. Jesus says, everyone who drinks of this water from the well will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. And the water I give them will become in them a spring water welling up to eternal life. You see, she comes to the well for physical water, physical sustenance. And Jesus points her to something that is much more enduring. Jesus says, there's something more here for you. There is water that can quench the thirst of your soul. There is something that is eternal waiting for you here. And this, the longest conversation that Jesus has with any individuals in the gospel, in this conversation, he says, do not come to this well simply for something that's going to fade. Come to the well for something that is not going to disappoint you. The water, the bread that God gives, it feeds you in a way that will never decay. Lean on God, lean into that, and you will have eternal life. In other words, Jesus is saying to the woman at the well, there are two types of bread or water. And he asks her, which one are you living on? And this is the key to enduring through hardship. First, recognize there are two types of bread. Second, lean into what is eternal. Feed yourself with what is eternal. There are two types of bread. Which one are you living on? And lastly, Paul gives one other piece of advice for us. In chapter 1, Paul says again, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that what? So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." Paul is not suffering all he is suffering alone, and he's not only seeking the help of God, but he's also using whatever he has left to help serve others. And one of the things you can do to help you endure through times of hardship is allowing that well of eternal life to spring up within you, that renewal happening day by day, this eternal bread, this living bread, this living water, not letting that sit just in you for yourself, but letting it spill out into other people. This is one of those mysteries, because we know that helping others helps them, but there is also something spiritual that happens when we are serving others. It's like the widow who gave her 2 copper coins, the last coins she had in the offering, and Jesus says that she gave more than anyone else, giving all that she had left. You know, I saw this truth, this power of someone giving when they seem to have nothing left, in my dad. My dad battled illness for half my life, and up until his last days, he was enduring hardship, physical hardship, battling the last stages of cancer. And he was, you could see the physical pain, the emotional toll of knowing his days were coming to an end. And even at that point, my dad was mentoring countless people. First from his chair, which was the only place he could go outside of his bed. He would call people on the phone or have them outside. It was during COVID, so have them outside the door, and he could talk to them. And then even when he couldn't make it to his chair, he would mentor them laying down in his bed on the phone, giving everything he had left to other people. And there's something significant about my dad being the one to be mentoring, even as his body is completely wasting away. Because the truth is, his soul was not. His soul was being renewed day by day. Outwardly, he was wasting away, but inwardly, being renewed by the presence of God as he relied on the things that were eternal, as he was experiencing the reality of the things that are not. And my dad was like this not only to those he was mentoring, but to the hospital staff when he was taken to the hospital, to his oncologist, to the x-ray techs and workers. In fact, my dad gave this eternal bread away so much to other people that after he passed, we received countless emails and letters and notes from all of the people who worked at the hospital saying how they were so moved that they were there to care for him, and in fact, he was caring for them. It was amazing to witness, because my dad knew what was important. He knew what outweighed all the light and momentary troubles, and he kept his eyes on the thing that really mattered. My dad baked bread his entire life, and he would always say, you know, baking the bread, that's not the fun part. It's giving it away that's the fun part. Blessing someone else with the thing that you have toiled over. You know, my dad was a preacher of sorts, and I learned so much from him about faith. And he always ended his sermons with a benediction, and then he would close with the line, "Amen, amen. Shalom, go with God." And as you know, as the people of God, shalom represents God's wholeness and God's peace. And I love that. And so when I started preaching 13 years ago, I wanted to pay homage to him. And so sometime, probably in the first 2 years of preaching, I started saying something of my own that was reminiscent of him. At the end of a benediction, I would say, "Amen, amen, go in peace." And I've said that at the end of every sermon that I've preached for probably 10 to 12 years now. And I just love it, as it warms my heart to even hear other pastors start ending their benedictions in the same way, because it feels like that bread my dad gave away, The aroma of that fresh baked bread is still wafting through church after church, preacher after preacher. My dad's still giving it away. How do you endure through hardship? First, recognize that there are two types of bread. Second, lean in to the one that is eternal. Lean on God, feed yourself with the eternal bread. And third, give it away. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. There are two types of bread. Which one are you living on? I'll end with one more story. In March of 2020, the very beginning of the COVID pandemic, my grandma Ginger, my dad's mom, who taught me the valuable lesson about two types of bread by always reading scripture before family dinner, she fell ill with COVID and was taken quickly away to the hospital where she was isolated and alone, if you remember those first few months especially. She sent word through a nurse that she wanted two things from home. She wanted her phone and she wanted her Bible. Her phone so she could talk to those that she loved, and her Bible so that she could read the words of her Heavenly Father. And in those first few months of COVID, hospitals were really strict on what could come in and what could go out, and so my grandma's request went unmet for quite a while. But as her condition got worse, she was transferred to a different hospital, and it turns out that a nurse who went to her church worked at that other hospital. She saw my grandma Ginger, she heard her request, and she made sure to contact us and to get my grandma her phone and her Bible so that the last few days of her life were filled with the voices of her loved ones and the words of God. And we thought that was the miracle. But little did we know that this nurse had actually been praying about a bigger way that her church could serve during the COVID pandemic. And God spoke to this nurse through my grandma's request. And she told us later that when Ginger asked for a Bible, we realized we had none in the hospital to give her. So this nurse worked with her church and the hospital administration to provide Bibles to each of the 13 units in the hospital in memory of my grandma. Outwardly, my grandma was wasting away. But inwardly, she was being renewed day by day, and in her last days, she didn't ask just for something that was momentary, she asked for something that was eternal, and that spilled out to other people. It spilled out to other people like the aroma and warmth of freshly baked bread fills the house. How do you endure through all types of hardship? First, remember, there's two types of bread. Second, lean on the things that are eternal. And third, give it away to other people. We are the people of God. May we be a people not just of the physical world, but of the spiritual world. May we be a people not only of what is seen, but what is unseen. May we be a people not just of the now, but also of the not yet. May we be a people who proclaim that there are two types of bread. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the gift that is today, the gift that is a church community. Thank you for your word and your reminder to all of us that there is more to this life than the things that we suffer through. That whatever the hardship is that we are facing, it is nothing when compared to the eternal glory we will walk into. Thank you for reminding us which bread actually sustains us, and for bringing this gift of spiritual food to us. May we give you honor and glory by being a people who not only relies on physical bread, but who leans on the eternal, who chooses that day by day, and who gives that to others. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.